Breakout River Meats, proud supporter of Mornings with Matt White and the Wandering Bear podcast series.
And that means it's time for us to catch up with Duncan Chubb. Duncan joins us thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat locally produced from Cowra, New South Wales, the host of the Wandering Bear Sports podcast. Morning, Duncan.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. I can't wait to listen to this one because Ben Alexander was one of my favourite players out there. He played more than 70 times for Australia and also plenty of games, more than 150 for the Brumbies. He's your guest on the podcast this week. It must have been a riveting chat with Big Ben.
Mate, yes, it was good to talk to him, mate. And I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Anyone that plays 72 tests and 154 Super Rugby games is a special person. But anyone who does that in the front row is a superhuman. And, you know, talking to him, we talked a lot more about what he's been doing since he's finished playing and some of the lessons that he's taken from his career that's transferred into the business world. And look, he's a startup founder now. He's part owner in a pub. He's a really interesting guy. And, you know, I tried to get a bit of a take on what made him successful. And, you know, some of the things that he came out with were really good. And I think people will enjoy this one, mate.
So when he stepped away from footy, so he's gone into the business world, has he?
Yeah, so what he did, his last year of his career, he started tracking his food. So I think a fairly popular app is MyFitnessPal, where you can just track your nutrition.
Yep.
And he's gone, oh, I've lost heaps of weight, I feel better, and I don't know why more people don't do this. So he did a little bit of research into it. And during his last year, he started putting together a company called Alfred, which is an app for people to give themselves more energy. And it took him about, whenever he finished playing, it took him about 3 years and about three different goes to get it up and running. But he's just started working on it full time within the last year. And that's his full time venture. And I think he's got a couple other little business interests. But talking to him about it, mate, he's pumped up about it. And, you know, I can tell he's going to be successful at it.
He came into the Australian team under Robbie Deans, I think, didn't he? So he got picked
That's right, yeah.
After just a handful of games, if memory serves me correctly, from the Brumbies. And he came on against France. So he'd be paying particular attention to what's happening with the Wallabies very soon, the three-test series against the French.
Yeah, mate, I hope the Sydney test still goes ahead. Talking to him, he'd played 8 Super Rugby games before he played for the Wallabies. And he never expected to play professional rugby, let alone to play for the Wallabies. And, you know, he's one of those guys that just really enjoyed themselves and didn't take it all. He took it seriously, but it was more, you know, he's very grateful to be there and enjoyed it rather than expected to be there. But, yeah, we didn't talk too much about the upcoming French series, but I'm sure he'll be paying attention. He's a keen observer of what's going on in rugby at the moment, as he's a board member for the ACT Brumbies as well. But yeah.
Interesting chat. I'll make sure I tune into this one. So former Wallaby Ben Alexander is Duncan's guest on this episode of the podcast, the Wandering Bear Sports Podcast. Good to catch up with you, Duncan, and we'll talk again next week.
Have a good one, mate.
There he is, Duncan Chubb, thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat locally produced from Cowra and only found at your local butcher. Yeah, Ben Alexander, what a player. 72 test matches for the Wallabies, 154 games for the ACT Brumbies and all up front. Came into the Brumbies in 2008, only played a handful of games, finds himself in the team for the Wallabies against France in Sydney, and then everything took off from there. He played all games for the Brumbies in 2009, so he was there at the Brumbies for 10 years. Finally wrapping up in 2018 and now taking on to a successful business career. We have so many headlines to get through. Pete's texted through. Have we discussed the result overnight of the New Zealand versus India Test Championship result? I did touch on this and play the winning runs a little bit earlier, Pete, but I'll run you through it and I want you to listen to Kane Williamson, which I'll play to you after the 10:30 news. This man is all class. Time for the news.